This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Rosemary Jenks, Director of Government Affairs at Numbers USA, one of the leading immigration reform organizations in the nation, calling for a border security first type of approach to the nation's immigration problems. One of the big issues, of course, related to the health care bill was whether or not illegal immigrants would be getting benefits under the plan. The president insisted a couple of weeks ago before Congress they would not, which led to the famous "you lie" comment from South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. But now we have some congressional Democrats saying that, yes, illegals should be allowed to be part of this system. And Rosemary, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
The comment from California Congressman Mike Honda seems to have sparked all this. He says that legal immigrants should absolutely be subsidized. And his basic comment about illegals, it seems like, was that they ought to be able to buy into private plans. What do you make of the Democrats returning to this issue?
Well, it's political suicide for them, I would think. But, you know, it's absolutely insane to think that we should have a program that specifically allows illegal aliens to participate in it, whether they pay in or not. That's not the point. The point is they're not supposed to be here. So to have the government knowingly interacting with them is ludicrous.
Do you get the sense that this has a lot of momentum on the Hill, or is this just a few members who think they might score some points with the right demographics here?
Well, they clearly are in a minority, a very small minority, trying to score points with someone. It will not go anywhere. I think the issue has been decided, and you know, I think the president was forced into the position that he has taken, and he can't back down from it now. So look for a verification plan in whatever bill, whatever health care bill comes out, if one does. So, yeah, I think these people are shouting in the wind.
One of the arguments that those in favor of leniency on illegals suggest is that if you know, give them a break on this, you can find out who they are, establish the fact that they're here, and maybe they won't be such a drain on the system that they have been to this point in healthcare and education. What would you say to that?
I would say that if they are not in the country at all, they will be even less of a drain on the system. And that is the way it should be. We should be finding them and removing them or encouraging them to leave, not encouraging them to join our healthcare program.
What is the best way to encourage them to leave, do you think?
Jobs. Take away the jobs. That's the only way to encourage them to leave. And that means that we need a commitment out of this administration to make E-Verify mandatory by all employers. And E-Verify, of course, is the automatic system that checks legal status of new hires. It's voluntary for employers right now. It needs to be mandatory. It's a free system. It takes literally about 2 minutes to verify the status of a new worker. It's the easiest thing you can imagine, and employers who have signed up to use it love it.
And how easy is it to enforce if you have some employers trying to skirt the rules? How easy is it to figure out what they're trying to do?
You know, there will always be employers who figure out how to skirt the rules and hire illegal aliens. But the fact is, I think that most U.S. employers want to follow the law if they're given an easy way to do it. And this is the easy way to make that happen. Yes, we'll still have unscrupulous employers who want to take advantage of the cheaper wages that they can pay illegal aliens. And, of course, the fact is that if employers start using E-Verify on a mass scale, that will allow the Department of Homeland Security to actually use the resources that it has to target the scofflaws, those who either are not using the system at all or who seem to still be hiring illegal aliens. Whereas right now, we're in such a bad situation with 7 million or so illegal aliens working in this country that the department can't even get started on it. Not that it especially wants to right now, but if it did want to, you know, where would they start? So we've got to have an easy system for employers to verify who their workers are.
Do you get the sense, Rosemary, that this is a system that could also work well, say, at schools when parents who are illegals try to enroll their kids in school or try to use an emergency room? Would that make sense as well?
You know, if we take away the jobs, I don't think we need to start getting into school sign-ups or emergency rooms. The fact is that we all know about 99% of the illegal aliens who come to the United States are coming for jobs. They're coming for their own economic benefit. If they can't get those jobs, they're going to go home or they're going to go somewhere else. So that's what we really need to focus on. And then we don't have to make doctors or school administrators the cops. You know, we can have employers be the ones who have to verify who their workers are and that they are here legally, and you know, we will solve the vast majority of the problem.
In addition, of course, to being in the country illegally, there are a couple of other issues that arise as a result of those who don't go through the E-Verify process in hiring their workers. Number one, of course, is that there are American citizens, especially during a down economy, potentially who are out of a job as a result of an illegal. In addition to that, for those who are trying to skirt the system in a major way, those illegals have to have Social Security cards, and that means more Americans at the risk of identity theft, correct?
That's absolutely right. And those are things. Now, the E-Verify system at this time cannot completely weed out identity theft. So if someone steals the legitimate Social Security number and name of an actual person, they can get through the system. However, there are simple legal fixes to that problem. And in fact, Congressman Heath Shuler from North Carolina has introduced a bill called the SAVE Act, which would close that loophole. Very simply, it would also mandate the use of E-Verify by all employers.
Rosemary, just a minute or so left in our conversation, and those who have followed this issue closely say that even while the president promises a major reform push on immigration in the coming months, essentially the problem comes down to the same thing. The Democrats like the votes from the Latino community, so they're not about to round up the illegals and force them out. Republicans like the cheap labor, so how do you get around that?
The American people have common sense on this issue, and if they continue to talk to their representatives in Congress, both the House and the Senate, and to the White House, then we will continue on a path of enforcement without amnesty.
And we'll keep track of this debate. It's supposed to flare up big time in a few weeks here. We'll find out. Rosemary, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Rosemary Jenks is Director of Government Affairs at Numbers USA, one of the leading immigration reform organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.